100.5 Fresh Radio. It's Kelly. I am so excited. I am here with Juno Award winning Breakthrough Artist of the Year, SoCan 2022 Pop Award recipient, Amazon Music artist to watch for 2022. She has over 330 million streams globally.
Whoa.
Heck yeah. Her track, I'm Not Pretty, it exploded on TikTok and was certified gold as a first-time gold award recipient. It's Vancouver native Jessia.
What's up? Hi.
Oh my gosh. It is so great to see you in person.
Hello.
Right? Like, this is amazing.
We're here. We're doing the thing.
Yeah. And you look great.
Thank you.
By the way, that sweater is just so beautiful.
Thank you so much. It's, it's real cozy. I was feeling the cozy vibes today. So yeah. I was like, hey, we got to do it.
And you look great.
Thank you.
So here on Fresh, we've been spinning your track, One of the Guys.
Maybe I'm not pretty, maybe I'm just fine. Cause I got a belly and I got a bum, but I can't be jelly of all the other ones. So I'm
finally. And can I please just say, you started out with I'm Not Pretty. And then just blew back and was like, wait a minute, girl. Wait a minute. I'm hotter than one of the guys. Like, come on. I love it.
Yes. Yeah. I'm glad that you made the correlation. I was like, yeah, we got to do something for the people who are, I guess, friend zoned.
Yeah.
So, I was like, hey, we got to have something for them.
Oh, absolutely. And I brought this up, too, because I feel like this track just literally can relate to so many people. So I want to just know, was it written on personal experience? Where did it come from? Tell me everything.
Yeah, it's definitely written on personal experience. It's actually from like a brunch that I had with like four girlfriends. And we all were kind of like going through like just these guys that would not commit. And like would just like we're more than friends, but definitely not saying all the way or whatever. And so, I don't know. I kind of just wrote this as like, I don't know. I can't swear. No, I can't.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
I kind of just wrote it as like a f*** you. Like, get your shit together. Like, I'm way too hot to be putting up with like you only have ass in this stuff. So, yeah, I was like, I need to write something that's just for all the girls who like deserve so much better than a man who can't make up his mind.
Yeah. And it's like an anthem now. For all those ladies that just want to scream it, you know what I mean? Because we've all done it. We've
like,
all been
I am
there.
Too hot for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, no. Do you not see this gold that you've got in front of you right now, boy?
Yeah. No. Yeah. And whoever it is definitely regrets it now. That's all I have to say on that.
Hey.
So now I want to talk about the song that you just released.
Yeah.
Nobody Hates You.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I've listened to this so many times and there are such powerful lyrics in this song. So I wanted to break it down. I know you talk about mental health. Like, what exactly does this song mean to you?
It's been a bad week. It's gonna be worth it. Nobody hates you. Your world isn't burning. Just cause you think it. It's true.
I want this song to just be a hug for anybody who's going through a minute of their life where they're doubting themselves and allowing the intrusive thoughts to win. I originally wrote it for a friend who was going through a tough time and thinking that the world just like absolutely hated her. And in the conversation, I was like, why didn't you reach out before? She was like, yeah, I've been struggling with this for a couple of weeks. And I was like, what are you doing, girl? Like, this is what your friends are for. She was like, I don't know, like, you're busy and like, I didn't want to be a burden. And it just kind of like, I don't know, made me feel like, I mean, I've definitely felt like a burden. And like, sometimes when I'm going through a tough time, I just like shut myself down and allow my intrusive thoughts to win. And it kind of just like brings me even more down. It's like this vicious spiral. So, yeah, I kind of just wrote it for her, and somehow I went into this Uber ride on the way to the session after having this conversation with her, and he was like this inspirational speaker, and he was like, yeah, it's so crazy that like we feed ourselves all of these things, and just because we think them, they're automatically true. And I was like, this is so crazy. So I kind of wanted to just like write a song as a reminder of being like, you know what, like not all of these thoughts are true, not everything that you're feeding yourself is true, and like when you put it into perspective, nobody actually does hate you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it hit home for me, and it's going to hit home for a lot of people too, especially the story you just told, because we all hold back on these thoughts,
totally.
You know, tons of times. And it's a song like this that makes people be like, you know what? It's okay.
Totally.
It's okay. And I'm so in love with the song.
Thank you.
It is so great.
Thank you so much.
No problem. So you performed at the Austin City Limits Music Festival. So for people that don't know, that's in Austin, Texas. One of the biggest festivals in the U.S. And it looked like you had a blast.
Oh, my God. It was so fun. It was so fun. It was so cool to just, like, see so many of these artists that I look up to. Like, the fact that it was, I'm, like, one of Pink's, like, biggest fans of all time. And to be, like, playing a festival with her, I was like, what? It was Pink and, oh, my goodness. Haley.
Paramore?
There we go. Thank you. I was like, wait, it was Pink and Paramore playing the same festival, and I was like, this is insane. So,
oh man.
It was such a blast. It was such a blast.
Now, I was really curious because with festivals there's a lot of stuff going on, you know, you're performing between artists. So, just for somebody that has never been to a festival, just I'm curious, can you walk us through just the whole experience for you?
Yeah. I mean, as an artist, like, you show up and you go backstage, and like, it was really cool. There was like a whole artist section where like every single artist that was performing was like in kind of the same area. So like, I walked by Conan Gray and I was like, you're amazing. And he was like, thank you. I was like, okay, cool. I'm just gonna go and be like the happiest person in the entire world right now. Yeah, so that was really cool and like just awesome networking. And then like, you just kind of get to go and vibe and see all of these other shows and feel super, super inspired, at least for me. And like, then you play this amazing show, and I love like getting off stage, and even at festivals and stuff, I love just like getting off and like being able to meet the people who are in the audience and the fans and like give them a moment. Cause like, I don't know, I just love meeting. I love meeting people and meeting my fans. And coming up in a pandemic, I wasn't able to do that. So now I'm just like, yes, everybody hug me. But yeah, it's an amazing, amazing experience. Like every single festival that I leave, I just feel so like rejuvenated and ready to write and perform as much as I possibly can. Like, yeah, these people, they are so inspiring.
That's awesome, yeah. Jessia. Now let's talk about this year.
Yeah.
We've got some big news already. It's the beginning of the year. You are going on a 7-date tour.
Woo!
In Asia with One Republic.
Yeah.
I need to know everything. All the details. Give me all the goss.
Yeah. We're starting in Hong Kong and we are ending in Japan. I am so excited. I've never been to Japan. I've been to Southeast Asia before and like, it's probably one of my favorite places in the entire world. So when I got this tour, I was like, yes. I was like manifesting it so much. I was like bugging Ryan, being like, did I get it? Did I get it? Did I get it? And he's like, yes, you can come on the tour. I'm like, I love you. Yeah, it was so, so fun. And like, I can't wait for like, one, just like meeting all of those fans and everything. Cause like, I'm not pretty. The dance, like the TikTok dance, was made by somebody from the Philippines. And so it blew up like in the Philippines. And that's like one of the dates. So I'm so excited to just like meet that side of the world and be like, hi, guys, I exist. But yeah, I'm also very excited for all the food because I am such a sucker for like all Asian cuisine. I love it. So,
okay.
So good.
Yeah. Awesome, man. So yeah. Talking about all those places, is there a certain place that you're most looking forward to going to? I know you said you hadn't been to Japan or...
Yeah, I would say probably Japan.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because, like, man, that's like trying to pick your favorite child. Like, I'm so excited about all of these. I can't even. Like, maybe Japan just, like, 1% more, but, like, all of them.
But all of them,
I'm so excited. I'm so excited for all of them.
You don't need a parka to go there either, which is
We
nice.
Don't need no. a parka. I know. I'm, like, getting together, like, all of my tour outfits, and I'm just like, ooh, like, the fashion in Asia. I'm just like, girls gotta level it up. So, yeah, it'll be
fun.
Yeah,
but your fashion, like, looking through your posts and stuff, like, where's the inspiration for your fashion? Like, you have these wicked cool pants and like all these different outfits. Like, I love it.
Wicked cool pants. Oh my God, that's the best. I do love wicked cool pants.
Yeah.
I do. I really do. I don't know what inspiration. I think just kind of like cozy but messy but cool.
Okay. Sums it up perfectly.
Yeah.
I love
if it's
it.
Ripped or distressed in any way, it's and it like represents my life a little bit. Have it. I want it.
It's no problem.
Yeah. With a little bit of glitter. Just a little bit.
Are you down for some rapid fire questions?
Always.
Just to get to know Jessia a little bit more. All right. So if you had to be a Disney character, which one would you be and why?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, the two are probably the crab from Little Mermaid.
Okay.
That guy's so cool, and he gets to sing under the sea. That's fun. It's so fun, and he gets to, like, hang out with a mermaid all day.
Yeah.
I don't think – maybe the Little Mermaid. She could be cool. Yeah, I think
– I love it. No, hey.
What is his name?
Sebastian.
Sebastian. Yeah. Yes. There we go. I identify.
Okay, so this might be a leading question to that then, if you're a fan of Ariel. Beach or mountains?
Beach.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. I like the beach. For
okay.
sure.
Okay. What's your favorite holiday and why?
That's a good one. Probably New Year's.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I like New Year's just because it's like a full reset. And so like you can be like, I can eat all of the worst food and like drink all of the alcohol and just be the worst tyrant ever for this day, because next year I'm gonna whip it into shape. But like you get to just like use that as an excuse to just go wild.
Yeah, no, I mean, I am definitely taking into the next year that's gonna happen.
Yeah,
total Jessia style on that one.
Totally. You gotta let yourself free for like a day, and then like January 1st happens, you're like, back to work. Let's go. Even though you're probably so hungover.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just me, but
no. Yeah. What was the last thing you watched on TV?
Okay. I watched Wednesday. I finished that, which was really, really good. Have you finished it? Have you watched it?
Yes.
Okay, good. I don't know what that look was. I was like, do I need to fill you in?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, my God. It's so good. It's so, so good. Very, very big fan.
Yeah. Jenna Ortega, though.
Dude, she is, like, insane. Like, and what hard shoes to fill. Like, even having, like, Christina Ricci, like, Ricci,
yeah.
Having her already like being in the show with you, watching your every move.
Yeah.
But I saw in like this interview where they were like, was Christina like intimidating or anything? And she was like, nah, like I was my own version. And I was like, hell yeah, girl.
Wait, yeah cool.
It was really cool.
That's awesome. I'm really curious to know this one. What was your first ever job?
I was I cleaned little cabins.
Oh.
Yeah. So I cleaned, but they were like, oh my goodness, actually, like I was like 11 or 12 years old. And I remember like cleaning this jacuzzi.
Really?
And like, have you ever tried to clean like a really massive jacuzzi?
No.
That's a lot of surface area for like a little child. And yeah. There I am just like scrubbing away. Yeah, it was fun. We had like 4 or 5 cabins that we had to clean.
Okay. That's probably one of the coolest first jobs I've ever, like, normally it's like McDonald's, Tim Hortons, you know?
I'm like from Tofino, Ucluelet. So there's no, do you know, they're like teeny tiny little towns. And so there's like no chains or anything there.
Okay.
So it was all like my graduating class was like 12 people. Like I'm from teeny tiny little village. So you get what you can get.
That's cool, man.
Like, sure, I'll clean some jacuzzis.
Why not?
Let's go.
I'm scared to ask, like, did you find any gross things in there?
I was going to elaborate, but then I was like, do we want to bring it there?
Yeah, no.
I was kind of just like, I was like, cleaning jacuzzis. Like, you think that there's like hair on people's showers?
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. And like, you're just sitting there and you can't get it. And you're just like, get it.
Oh.
And then you find it like 2 hours later, like somewhere else on a chair. And you're like, where? Why is there still hair everywhere? Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. OK, breakfast food or dinner food?
Oh, OK, here's the whole thing.
Okay.
This isn't rapid fire because now I'm like, we're getting into this. I don't understand why we can't have eggs at 7 p.m. Like, why is it breakfast food and why is it dinner food?
I hear
so
you.
I would say I like dinner food for breakfast and breakfast food for dinner.
Okay.
I just like to eat the food that my body wants at that time.
That makes sense. So, if you want French toast at, you know, whatever time.
Don't judge me. I'm going to eat this French toast. Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I'm very much just like, I'm going to, like, dinner for breakfast is, or breakfast for dinner is probably my favorite. So I'm mixing up the question.
Okay, no. That's perfect. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a tongue twister?
Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Or she sells seashells by the seashore. Yay! They're like the most like musical theater. I like grew up musical theater, so they're very, very throwbacky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm happy because when I thought of this question, I was like, what is it? What? I can't even say
you
it.
Got it. You got this. I believe in you. You know what it is. One more try. You got this.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
Yes. Woo! Yes, she does.
Oh my gosh.
She does it on the daily.
What's your zodiac sign?
Okay, can I make you guess?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Judging by our 5 minute, 10 minute conversation,
I want to say fire sign.
I don't think so. No, no.
Okay, maybe.
I don't think I'm a fire sign. No.
Okay. Well, then that rules some out. That's good.
But I also am not sure.
Okay, okay. And I didn't look up your birthday, did
I? No, that's okay. This is good. This is really good.
Okay, so I want to say either like an Aquarius.
Ooh.
Or maybe like a Pisces or a Libra.
Okay, so all of my exes are Pisces.
Okay.
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
That's me.
I love it.
Are Scorpios fire or water?
I think
we gotta Google it.
Yeah, I'm like I don't know if they're fire.
Is this bad that I don't know?
No.
I know my rising.
Okay, yeah.
I think I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay, all right. Wow, but what? That's great to have.
I know it's oh.
Oh, do we have the
Scorpio is often mistaken for a fire sign. I get it because we are fiery, but also go with the flow. It's funny because Sagittarius are fire signs.
Yes.
Which
yes.
Like I feel like they should trade. Because like Sagittarius are just like, I'm just vibing, but don't be mistaken. They're fiery little creatures.
Yes. Or Scorpios apparently. okay. So who's your favorite radio host?
You. Of course.
Hey!
Oh, my goodness. Aww. Is that even a question?
Thanks, love.
Of course,
thank
babe.
You so much. And finally, when are your tour dates with One Republic?
It starts on the 21st and then ends on the 7th, on the 8th. I don't know. It ends when I have a complete meltdown and I'm really sad that everyone's saying goodbye to me. That's when it's over. Oh, man. After tour depression is like a real thing. It's crazy.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because you're like get into like the whole flow of like going and having everybody scream how much they love you.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're like, and I'm in a hotel room by myself. It's really weird. It's so, so weird. But I'm very excited. Very excited to get back on the road.
I'm excited to see some videos and stuff too.
Oh my goodness.
On socials and see you performing.
We're gonna be posting.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait. Well, thank you so much, Jessia. And make sure to stream her latest track, Nobody Hates You. I'll have it posted up on my blog or wherever you stream your music.
Oh my god, thank you so much for having me, babe.
Woo! Woo!